Hey, this is Sam with the Vikings. We got the Twin Cities media gathered around a conference call here. We're going to open it up for questions after you have a little opening remarks, okay?
Oh, no, that's fine.
Things are far away, guys.
How do you feel just kind of going to Minnesota overall? Can you just talk about that?
I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. I like to thank Coach Zimmerman and the whole Vikings organization for making this move on me, and I'm a blessed individual, and I'm thankful that they believe in me, that they came and drafted me today.
McKenzie, how much contact did you have with the Vikings throughout this process?
Didn't have much contact at all, but I'm extremely excited to be a Viking and to get ready to know the players and have fun and compete and win games.
How were you used at Clemson? I know you played. Did you play both on the inside and on the outside?
Correct. I played both.
Did you typically trail receivers?
I did. I was asked to follow. I was, asked to follow the best receivers every week and eliminate them from their game plan and just win those matchups. And also, I was asked to play inside and play zone, play multiple things. So, whatever the Vikings want me to do, I'm ready for it. And I'm just going to be open to anything that they ask me to do and be ready for it.
Were you surprised you didn't go in the first round?
I am surprised, but I'm a Viking now. I'm moved on from it. It's time to be ready to go and ready to compete and get to know my players and win games now. I'm past that. I should have, but it's time to move on. Move on quick at the cornerback position. You have to be able to just eliminate thoughts and just be able to just play ball.
You've been compared to a lot of cornerbacks in the NFL, but who do you compare yourself to?
I would say Duar Revis and Jason Verrett, those two guys.
You said at the combine that you were the best quarterback in the class. Where do you get that confidence from?
I mean, I get the confidence because where I come from, the work you put in, you only gain confidence if you work at it and you put in the work, and you go out there and compete. That's where the confidence comes from, just working out every day, grinding, and just having a sick work ethic, That's what I have. My parents instilled that in me, so that's where my confidence comes from. And my talent has really molded me to be that guy, so that's where it comes from.
Sounds like you're going to be motivated to show the teams that pass on you that you were the top cornerback.
Oh, yeah, of course. You always want to motivate them. That's motivated me, but like I said, I'm a Viking now. I'm extremely happy. I'm blessed. I'm thankful they chose me today, and I'm just happy, man. I'm ready to join the team, like I said, and get to know the players and win games.
Mac, Mike Zimmer has a great pedigree of working with and developing cornerbacks. What's that going to be like for you?
It's going to be great. Coach Zimmerman is he's familiar with the cornerback position, and I'm extremely excited about that. I'm eager to learn from him, and I'm just eager to learn and be around him, and and willing to learn. I'm very coachable, and I'm just excited right now. I'm super excited.
Terrence Newman's going to be 38 and evidently can't play forever, but there's probably going to be an opening for a starter eventually. Do you see yourself competing for that job? And there's also Trey Waynes, they took last year in the first round.
I'm aware of that, but this is the team sport, and I know Newman's been in the game for a long time, and I'm eager to learn from him. He's a vet, and he's been playing for a long time, so I'm eager to sit behind him and just learn. And soak it all up, because a guy like that, that's what you learn from. You have to learn from older guys who's been in the game, who's done it. So, as far as competing, you got to go and compete. It's a business, and I'm up for it to compete. And, like I said, I just want to get to know my teammates and compete and have fun. And whatever the coaching staff want me to do and be out there, I will do whatever they want me to do, But as far as competing, everybody competes.
Without any interceptions, a lot of people have questions about your ball skills. What do you have to say about that?
Excuse me, I didn't hear that.
Without any interceptions, a lot of people have questions about your ball skills. What would you say about that?
I would say it's not on tape, but, they went to my – everybody was at my pro day, so I had a phenomenal pro day. I caught the ball well. I showed that I can catch. I got great ball skills. I do all the good things DBs do, Quick and fluid and look natural and do it all, so – I'm just happy the Vikings made this move today and the pick me. Coach Zimmer really believes in me, And, he knows about the cornerback position, so, and how I compete. So I'm thankful and I'm grateful.
Were your lack of interceptions more a matter of teams not throwing your way?
I mean, it matters. Picks matters because that's turnovers. But when teams are, you know, when teams go in a game plan and they're scheduled to throw away from you, you know, you really can't. If that's a knock on me, that's fine, you know. But, you know, I got a home now, so it don't matter. You know what I mean? I'm eager to – I know when I'm there, they're going to throw at me. It's going to be more competition. It's going to be better quarterbacks, better receivers. You know, and get my hand on all the balls I can get on. You know, that's part about it. You know, going out there and making it happen while I'm in the league now. So,
Vikings drafted Laquon Treadwell in the first round. Thoughts about possibly going up against him in practices?
Oh, that's gonna be fun. You know, that's gonna be fun. I got a chance to know. I'm gonna call him after this. I got a chance to get to know him, and he's an extremely gifted guy, and can do a lot of things well, and I'm excited about that, you know. But, yeah, we're going to have fun and compete.
McKenzie, Trey Waynes didn't play much in his rookie year. If you were in a similar situation where you kind of had to sit your rookie year, would you be cool with that?
You know, I got high expectations. So, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily be cool with it, you know what I mean? But I feel like they're bringing me up here to play and to do a job, you know. So, and I'm up for it, and I'm going to be as tuned in as possible and sit behind the coaching staff, sit behind Newman, sit behind guys who's played and know what to do and to expect and just try to make it the best rookie year I can have. You know, I have high expectations on myself, and I think the staff does too. And like I said, I'm eager to get to know my teammates and win games and be ready for everything they ask me to do.
You had mentioned that your family taught you your work ethic. What does this day mean to them?
This means a lot, you know. Like I said, it's just bigger than me. It's more for my town, my community. You know, the Haitian folks, the Mexican folks, and watching this on TV. Because Lord knows, every morning we get up and we go to work and watch my parents pick oranges and tomatoes. Now we used to do it, you know. So, you know, for me, this is where I grew up, around people who just work. That's what my town of Mockery teaches you, for you to work and strive for something. Because there's nothing around but for you to work and go in the hot sun and pick tomatoes and pick oranges and go work at the factory. You know, you're around a bunch of immigrants. They don't have no choice but to go and do those jobs. So it was important to me for my family to bring me here and have me here, and so I can do better for myself and eventually help them out.
McKenzie, did you play any special teams at Clemson? Is that something you'd be willing to do starting out with the Vikings?
I did. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely willing to do special teams. Like I said, I'm willing to do anything the coaching staff wants me to do. I'm up for the task.
Did the Vikings, when they called you before they drafted you, did they tell you how they planned on using you?
Wherever they asked me to be and to do, that's what I will be doing.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, McKenzie.
No
problem. Thank you, guys.
See you Thursday.